各位弟兄姐妹平安。我第一次在这么多人面前讲关于我自己的事情，有点紧张。我叫戴玉，来自山东青岛。我信主的道路比较曲折，就要从我小时候的经历说起。那时候，因为我父母工作的原因，我从小是轮流在祖父和外祖父的家里住。上学之后呢，才回到父母身边。在记忆中，我们家每年都会搬家，基本上都是从一个城市到另一个城市。所以我许多就是我自己积攒的一些，比如说像邮票啊、连环画之类的东西，都没有办法就是一直保存下来。我交的很多好朋友也没有办法就不能再见面。我很小的时候就体会到这个钱财的就是财物的不可靠，就是你没有办法能一直就是拥有他们。友情也不可靠，因为时间和距离会把我们分开。尤其是到13岁那年，就是我父亲突然生病去世了，我当时根本接受不了这个事实，因为我一直觉得我父亲是一个非常好的人，他是一个很好的医生，经常义务帮别人看病，这让我就是对整个人生都充满了怀疑。因为我觉着连亲情也不可靠，因为死亡就能把我们轻易分开。那到底是我当时就想，什么是我们人能把握的呢？这个世界上是谁在主宰这一切？标准又是什么？既然很多事情是我们无能为力的，那人生的意义在哪里？随后的一段时间，我一直活得很灰暗，很封闭，直到我和妈妈搬到青岛，又转到一个新的学校。我觉得这时候，这是我第一次感受到主的恩典。那时候班里有一个同学就主动地接近我，帮助我。放学后呢，就拖着我去书店，周末呢又约我去他家吃饭。就这样一点一点地带着我走出那段对我来说非常难过的日子。第一次接触到主是我高中毕业后的那个暑假，也是我这个同学带我到教堂去。就是当时一进那个教堂的那个院子，我就觉着心里特别的平安。就真的好像就是一艘漂流了很久的小船找到了港湾。可是后来因为安排实习学习，就没有时间再去教堂。一直到就是过了一年，整整一年之后的暑假，我们再次去的时候，就是第一次去见到的那位80多岁的郭神父，依然能叫出我的名字，并且说：“我一直在等你，你怎么不回来呢？”就我特别感动。那个暑假呢，我就是尽量的抽时间去教堂听道理。我相信天父是我们的主，相信耶稣基督为了拯救世人，降生为人，又为我们死在十字架上。那个假期我领了洗，但是在后来这个学习圣经的过程中，我感觉我找不到所有疑问的答案。而且我想那时候因为年龄小，想仅仅靠信和依靠主就能得救吗？这未免也太简单了吧。就是当时就是用平常的生活经验去想，说哪有这么简单容易的事情呢？就在我有这些疑惑的时候，又接触到了佛教。就当时读了很多佛经，因为 那个确实是很难懂，就像一些哲学类的书。可是呢又很奇怪，我总能遇到一些就是修行比较高的一些和尚，经过他们一些指点，在有些问题上也能感觉到豁然开朗。而且正在那个时，就那段时期呢，就是郭神父去世了，就是再也没有人追着我问说你下次什么时候来呀，我说我等着你，所以后面去教堂的时间就慢慢的越来越少。但是呢在有碰到大事情或者心情特别不好的时候，我一定会去教堂。我感觉到就是只有在天父面前才有平安。包括我的婚礼也是在教堂举行的。可是呢我们家先生就一直很替我担心，就总是问我说你这样那将来你死之后你该去哪儿呢。我之前的想法是就是天父这里是我们的家，也许就是佛菩萨也许就算是老师吧。直到就是2010年就是庙里请我去做义工，请我去帮忙他们管理那个就是销售佛经的那些地方的账务，然后坐在那儿待了两个月之后，我就再也不想去那儿了。然后我想现在想来，可能就是主给我的一个机会，让我对这个佛教有一个更清楚的认识吧。我觉得在我的生活中其实一直有主大能的手引领，比如这次来美国，有幸认识了好朋友辛迪一家，他带我来到这个教会，有这么好的弟兄姐妹，有这么好的牧师，关键是每一周的这个主日学课程，我再次认真地学习了圣经。以前呢觉得圣经就像一本故事书，现在知道圣经所有的话语都是神所默示的，就像以前郭神父告诉我的，说不要总用头脑去思考，也要用心去感受。现在我懂得了，就除了他之外别无拯救，因为在天上人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。以前呢觉得只靠信就能得救太简单，在以弗所书2:8-9写道，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。耶稣基督也曾说过，在人这是不能的，但在神凡事都能。而且前段时间发生了一个小故事，就是我去考驾照的事。因为在这之前呢，我们就是我喜欢就是遇到一些比较重要的事或者比较自己难以决断的事的时候，会去占卜啊求签啊，这样去问一下就是该怎么选择怎么办。但是后来就是在听那个朱牧师讲就是怎样知道神的旨意的时候，我才知道这是不对的。之前觉得没有什么问题啊，所以我从那之后我就想以后我不会再做这样的事情。但是主就考验了我，在我考驾照的时候，我就之前经历了3次考官的刁难，但是我最终是选择信靠主。最后一次在考试之前，朱牧师就带着我们这个班的同学一起帮我祷告。然后呢我们就在我第四次去考试的时候，我就见证了主的恩典。遇到的考官也特别好，遇到的天气也特别好。我就知道了，这个只要你一心一意的信靠主，他所给予的肯定会比你所求的要多。通过这段时间的学习，我重新的认识了主的大爱，也重新认识到自己的罪。所以我希望今天能通过这次敬礼，把自己完全的交托给神。 因为我现在的我再也没有疑惑，耶稣是我们唯一的救主。谢谢大家。
So this is her first time speaking in front of such large groups, so she's a little bit nervous. And, but she wants to share that her journey of faith is a little complicated. It really started when she was a young girl. She shuttled between paternal and maternal grandparents because of job situations with her parents. But even after she started staying with her parents,She moved around quite a bit, and she had a hard time keeping her collections together, collections on stamps and I think comic books. So she had a hard time keeping them together, and she had a hard time keeping her friends, friendship as well, because of all the movement. And the toughest challenge came when she was 13 years old,when her father passed away. And that really taught her that not only material things and money things are not permanent in this world, but even something that seemingly is permanent as parental love can be separated. And that hit her really hard, and she became very reclusive and lonely. But high school...she transferred to a new high school, and luckily there was this classmate that was really good to her, that she would bring her to church, and she would bring her to her house to have meals with her family. And so she started going to church, but then she got busy. She got busy working in the day and going to school at night or taking classes at night. And so she kind of stopped going.Until almost a year later, she went back to church, and there was a Father Guo who greeted her by calling on her name and inquired about how come they haven't seen her for a while. She was really touched by that. So she kept going to church for a while then. And during that time, she believed that God is our Lord, and through Jesus Christ's sacrifice on cross, that we can be saved. But then she wondered, is it really that simple that faith alone can save a person? So she had a lot of questions, and also at the very same time, she started reading up on Buddhism books, And to her, those were also very difficult to understand. They were more like books of philosophy. But she was able to come across monks with deep knowledge in that area. So she was able to get some questions answered. So she started participating in Buddhism activities. But regardless, she always went to church, especially during major events. And during important major events and any kind of important times in her lives. For example, she got married in a church. And throughout this time, she had an opportunity to work at a temple to help manage the bookkeeping aspect of it in terms of the keeping track of sales coming from selling these Buddhism books. And it was perhaps an opportunity for that God had given her for her to get a deeper understanding of what Buddhism was about. And it was about 2 months after that she quit that job and never went back to Buddhism again. And then after she came to the United States, her good friend Cindy brought her to this church. And she participated in Sunday school and worship. She was struggling with a driver's test one time. Apparently, she failed on three different occasions. And she used to be one of those that would go with the flow. So if things don't go well, she would she would just kind of change direction. But this time was a little bit different because Pastor Chu and Audrey told her that she needs to maintain her faith. And so just before the fourth exam, she and Pastor Chu and Audrey led the whole class to pray for her. And she was very blessed that she had a good examiner and also good weather for that day. So she passed, and she gave all thanks to God. And so today she wants to stand in front of all of you to let you know that she has received the Lord as her Savior, and she has no more doubts about her faith and in Jesus Christ in proclaiming her faith. Thank you.
大家好，我叫徐新瑶，英文名叫 Jackson， 从中国青岛来。在我出生42天的时候，我就在天主教堂受了洗。虽然我那时候什么都不懂，但我相信在我心中已经埋下了一颗信的种子。以前我也跟妈妈去过教堂，但很少看到有小孩子。大多是老年人讲的道理我也听不懂，所以我就不去了。我喜欢看书，也喜欢和同学讨论一些神秘的事情。我相信天地间必定有神灵，可是这和我们学校学到的知识有冲突。上了初中以后，学习的压力非常大，我经常失眠、烦躁、疲惫，但又没有办法解决。因为身边多数同学都和我一样。每当想到有这样的状况要持续几年，我就非常的忧愁。感谢神能让我来到美国。虽然在语言上有很多的困难，但老师和同学都非常的友善，经常帮助我。后来又跟家人来到教会，让我学到了很多之前想了解但学不到的道理。比如我以前也非常喜欢过圣诞节，这一天对于我来说就是收礼物的日子，可以收到很多玩具和文具，还可以和爸爸妈妈出去大吃一顿。现在我懂得了，这一天应该是我们纪念耶稣基督的日子。耶稣基督为拯救我们而诞生，这才是天父赐给我们最宝贵的礼物。之前我不明白圣经中为什么会说我们都是罪人，我以为只有被警察抓住的人才是罪人。现在我知道，在心中不好的想法、欺骗、嫉妒、贪婪等等都算是罪，在主面前我们都是罪人。按照主的标准，连我们小孩子也是经常犯罪的，只有依靠主才能脱离我们的罪。为什么我们要信耶稣呢？因为耶稣他是道路，是真理，是生命。若不急着耶稣，没有人能回到父那里去。我很庆幸我能这么顺利就接到神的救赎，也希望能通过这次敬礼让救我同耶稣一起埋葬，亲我同耶稣一起复活。提摩太书4:12说过，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、信心、爱心、纯洁上都做信徒的榜样。希望我在今后的人生道路上主能一直引领我，给我力量。我希望我能成为一个荣耀主的人。谢谢大家。
So my name is Jackson, and I'm also from the province of Shandong in the city of Qingdao. And I was baptized in the Catholic Church when I was 42 days old. And even though I didn't know anything, but I believe that a seed of faith was planted in me at that time already. And I did go to a church with my mother, but I did go to church with my mother, and but because it was hardly any children, mostly older people, and I didn't understand how to interpret God's word at that time, and I lost interest. But I love to read, and I love to spend time talking with my friends about mystical things in the universe. And but that's against the teaching. That conflicts with the teaching in school at that time. And also, and the school years, especially junior high, was very hard on me. And many days I would go sleepless at night, and I would be very tired, and I would be very stressed during the day. And so I'm very thankful to God that I have the chance to come to the United States. And the teacher's been great, the classmates been very friendly, and the learning has been going well for me. And after coming to this church, I understood what it means to be a sinner. I used to think that sinner are only those who are arrested by policemen. But now I know that sinners, that sins encompass more than just an outward action. It encompasses cheating and pride and conceitedness. And with that, I understand that I need the Lord Jesus to save me. So today, I want to be baptized to be buried and to be resurrected with Jesus, and then proclaiming that. And with that, I also want to share a verse from 1 Timothy 4:12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. So with that, I hope God will keep me strong, and I hope I can become a Christian that can bring glories to God. That's it. Peace to brothers and sisters. I wish everyone a happy new year.
我叫宁康，来自中国大陆。在受洗前，我想同大家分享我的获救经历，也作为我成为基督徒的一次回顾。
My name is Lin Kang. I'm from mainland China. And before I get baptized, I want to share with you share with you about my salvation journey, and also serves as a reflection of how I was saved.
我成长于一个多种信仰的环境中，奶奶笃信佛教。
I grew up in a multi-religion environment. My grandmother was devoted to Buddhism.
姑姑是虔诚的佛教徒，曾经因为吃素营养不良，然后住院。
My aunt was also a devoted Buddhist, to a point where one time she was admitted to hospital because she would insist on eating vegetables only.
但是出院后依然吃素。
But however, after she was discharged from the hospital, she went back to her old ways.
虽然爸爸是无神论的共产党，但是他同时也会拜佛读经，听法师讲座。
Even though my father was a agnostic communist, but he would read Buddhism books, and he would listen to monks' speeches.
邻居是每逢斋月便聚在一起不吃不喝的回民。
My neighbors are Muslims that would fast monthly during certain time.
其实现在回想起来，身边唯独没有出现过基督徒。
In retrospect, it seems like Christians were the only religion that was lacking in my life at that time.
因为从小接受无神论的教育，所以我没有任何信仰。
I have, at that time, I had no faith because I received only agnostic teaching.
当然，我也不相信坚持无神的共产主义。
But on the other hand, I didn't believe in the agnostic communism either.
就这样浑浑噩噩又勤勤恳恳地学习了多年之后，我来到了美国。
In this kind of a muddled situation, I studied hard and gained a chance to come to the United States.
初到美国，牧师家是我的寄宿家庭，我第一次见到这样帮助别人而不求回报的人。
The first time I, after I arrived at the United States,Pastor Chu's house became my temporary residence. And the first time I came across people who are so eager to help, but yet sought nothing in return.
我感到十分好奇。
I was very curious.
我想知道他们为什么会帮助我。我想知道他们这样帮助别人能得到什么。我更想知道他们这样的异类依靠什么生存在这个人心不古的年代。
So I wanted to know why they wanted to help me. I also want to learn what they could possibly get in return by helping people in this way. But more than anything else, I want to know people such as them, the aliens of the world, so to speak, how they managed to survive in this tough world.
就这样，我跟着牧师以一个旁观者的身份来到了教会。
So under those conditions,I came to this church with Pastor Chu. As an observer.
初来乍到美国的不适，对未来的憧憬和不安，竟然都在悠扬的一声 "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship Your holy name" 中平静下来。
So all my discomfort of being in a new environment and my stress and uneasiness all were dissipated.When I came into the church and I heard the beautiful melody of "Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship worship holy name, worship your holy name."
在接下来的几个月中，牧师带我一同参加团契，一同查经，一同祷告。
So in the ensuing weeks, Pastor led me in Bible study.And took me to fellowship groups, and then we prayed together.
慢慢的，我认识了更多教会中的叔叔阿姨，我也越来越喜欢来到教会。这是一周辛苦之后最好的休憩之地，我精神上得到非常大的满足。
And gradually, I got to know more and more brothers and sisters, aunties and aunts, uncles, and I started enjoying coming to church.And after weeks of hard work, this became a resting place for me.
有一次跟以前大学的同学聊天，他很惊奇地告诉我，发现我变了很多，比以前有耐心，也比以前平静。
And one time I was talking to a former college classmate, and then she told me that I've changed a lot, and I've become more patient and much more peaceful.
我忽然意识到，这改变来自于神，这是神在我身上做工的体现。
It dawned on me then that the changes had come from God. It's because God has been working my life.
在教会认识的叔叔阿姨、爱主的兄弟姐妹们，给了我很多的帮助。
The uncles and aunts I've met in church, the brothers and sisters who love the Lord, have helped me a great deal.
在我失落的时候。翰林阿姨告诉我不要难过要学会祷告圣经中诗篇上说一宿虽有哭泣早晨便必欢呼
So when I was disappointed Auntie Hanlin mentioned to me do not be sad because weeping endures through the night but joy comes in the morning
当我觉得为何人生总有不顺好似无论如何努力总力有不待时Christine 阿姨安慰我，苦难是很复杂的题目，要学会凡事信靠主。
So when I became frustrated and agitated in my life, Auntie Christine mentioned to me that suffering is a complicated subject and must be patient.
当我学业有挫折时，吴叔叔开导我说， 要祷告，你想要的不一定是主安排的，但主安排的一定是对你最好的。
So when I suffered setback in academia, Uncle Wu would tell me that you must pray because what you want may not be in God's plan, but whatever is in God's plan is always the best thing for you.
我开始学着祷告，祈求神让我看清眼前的路，让我能安定踏实地去学习。
So I started to pray and pray that God would open my eyes and allow me to study with a more grounded and peaceful approach.
神有回应。
God responded.
神慢慢地改变我，让我更坚强，让我学会依靠主，让我内心更安宁。
God started to work in me, and He has gradually made me stronger and more peaceful and more obedient.
去年五月，牧师问我是否选择相信耶稣基督是你的救主，我告诉他我信。
Last May, Pastor asked me if I want to take the Lord Jesus as my personal Savior, and I said I do.
我一直承认自己有罪，贪婪、骄傲、暴躁、自负。
So I acknowledge that I've always been a sinner. I've always been proud, and irritable, and greedy, always greedy and conceited.
但我有时又要为罪的源头而辩解，因为真实社会和从小以来受到的教育是如此的大相径庭。
But I need to clarify some of the origins of those sins.The realism of this world and the education that I received did not permit me to think otherwise.
在利益和原则之间，我不知道要选择什么。
It was always difficult for me to choose between principles versus short-term gains.
选择利益，内心不安；坚持原则，心理失衡。我进退两难。
So if I choose short-term gains,I didn't feel peace in my heart. If I choose upholding principle, then I develop a psychological imbalance. So it was difficult for me to choose one or the other.
当牧师告诉我耶稣为了我们的罪而钉死十字架，为我们流血洗罪时，我明白，我要求主耶稣做我的救主。
So when Pastor Chu explained to me that Jesus was crucified.For our sins, and His blood can cleanse our sins. I wanted to receive Jesus as my Savior.
我要做一个主所喜爱的人。
I want to become one who is pleasing to God.
以前的选择矛盾豁然开朗。
The difficulty in making choices in the past all of a sudden became simple.
曾经所犯的罪，我没有能力挽回。我也没有能力补偿曾经被我伤害的人。
There's no way I can personally take back the sins that I have committed, and there's no way personally I can fully make up to the people that I committed sins against.
我只能信靠主，求主赦免我的罪，并且重塑我，帮助我以后少犯罪。
I can only rely on God and ask Him to help me to commit less sins.
而现在我也能理解以前未成为基督徒时的疑惑，牧师帮助他人的目的就是把福音传给更多的人。
And my curiosity was also resolved, and the reason Pastor Chu wants to help others is to help spread the good news.
他依靠着主的力量，无论这个世界怎样，他都可以得到平安、喜乐。
And with God's strength in him, that he's able to.Have joy and peace regardless of what happens in this world.
我也向主祷告，愿我能更多地了解神，愿我的心被圣灵充满，愿我的行符合主的道，愿主给我全新的一生，愿主常与我们同在。
And I also pray to the Lord that I want to follow the Lord and I want to do according to His will and I want to bring Him glories.
谢谢大家。